Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all, church, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know this is not how we expected our first Sunday service to go, but at the same time, we believe that God is sovereign and God makes all things work together for good. Hallelujah. Oh, Sarvadum Nalladinai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kriya Chiyana Kartav. Hallelujah. He does all things for our good. Hallelujah. Namada Nanmekana. Hallelujah. Namuk angane thonillengilum. Even if we don't feel like that, we believe in a God that is seated above on the throne. Hallelujah. He is the God who is sovereign. Hallelujah. He is a God who makes all things possible. So this morning, if we are meeting in our homes, there is a purpose behind it. There is God's hand behind it, and we glorify his name no matter what. Hallelujah. I know that this is our first Sunday service. So when I was preparing this message, I was preparing with the mindset of ministering before all of you. And so when I was prepared, we were also expecting that we would do Holy Communion. You know, namal koodi vannayirunnengil namal kartavinte meeshayodu aduthu vannene aadithe nyaazhchaanallo ee varshathinte aadithe nyaazhchaanallo adu manasil vechaanu njan ende innathe message prepare cheythathu. I prepared today's message keeping in mind that the Lord's communion is before us. So let us take a few verses to take a look at with regards to the Lord's table. 1 Korinthi 11th adhyayam adinte 27th vakyam mudal 32nd vakyam vare. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 27 to 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 27 to 32. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number asleep. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world. Hallelujah. This is a portion of scripture that is very familiar to all of us. Hallelujah. Ella Kartamesha Namula അതിന്റെ പ്രോഗ്രാം ചെയ്യുന്ന മുമ്പേ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ദേവദാസൻ ഈ ഭാഗത്തിൽ നിന്നാണ് വാക്യങ്ങൾ പറയുന്നത്. The man of God reads verses from this as he is blessing the bread, as he is taking the Holy Communion and preparing the table. We usually read this portion and we will often focus on this passage. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We read from 23 onwards and it goes up to verse 32. നമ്മളെ തന്നെ വിജയ you know judge ചെയ്താൽ then we will not be judged. We usually read that portion, we study that portion of scripture. So this morning, as I was looking at this, I know that the man of God, namde Saji pastorum, Pastor George Philip, has spoken extensively about the importance of Holy Communion. What is the importance of Holy Communion? Why it is important? But as I was looking into it, I was reminded maybe, especially our young ones, it is important for them to understand this in English. So I decided that I'm going to focus on the Holy Communion, usually summarize what Saji Pastor and Pastor George Philip has rightly done in focusing on the these portion of scriptures and also speak in English. So when we read this portion is being told by Paul to the church in Corinth because there is so much things that is happening out of disrespect to the Lord's communion table. At that time, when people gather together, Pastor George Philip said this, there are two gatherings that people gather together. One is love feast, the other is Holy Communion. But the early church members, especially the church in Corinth, made no difference between the love feast and the Holy Communion. So they took part in the Holy Communion like it was a love feast. And people were coming and just eating up the food and not leaving it for the rest of the members. People who are eating in plenty. People who are drinking in plenty. So people who are coming after them are not getting the food. Can you imagine that happening in our churches? Can you imagine as someone is passing down the table, another person is like, I'm a little bit hungry, so I will just eat the whole bread. And then when I pass the plate, the next bread is over. Can you imagine that happening? Or someone in our church, in our churches in India, you know, at least we all drink from one cup. Nammal oru cupinte panapathramana. We are oru amshangalana. We usually drink from one cup. We don't do that here for hygienic reasons. I think that's good. And also, I think that, you know, there are multiple reasons. But the thing is, like, I've seen people drink that, and some people just have no care for the next person. They are just drinking like that, you know, just drink the cup and half the cup is over. It has to reach till the end. Avasanathulla ammachi kudikanundu paavo. You know, you know, like we are, you know, we doing this out of disrespect sometimes. You know, it is a very irrespective, you know, of how this is being done. So the reason why I'm saying this, this is what was happening to the church. You know, this is what was happening in the Corinthian church. They are just coming and eating food to satisfy their hunger. They are eating the bread and drinking of the wine to finish their satisfaction. They are not fully understanding the gravity of what it means to take part in the Holy Communion. The Holy Communion is something that is really important. It is something that is holy. It is an institution that was given to us by God. It is a foundational message that Jesus has given it to his disciples. Even before Paul writes this, the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke record this portion in the scripture. So let us turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 22. Lukos Erdhiya Suvishesham, 22nd Adhyayam. And verse 14 onwards. Luke chapter 22, verse 14 onwards. When the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him, and he said to them, I've earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So this is something that Jesus Christ has given and is taking part even before the he is dying on the cross. Kartav kurishil pona munbe cheyna oru pravartiyana ee pesaha meal aanu, pesaha feast, otherwise we know it as the Last Supper. And I think always of the Last Supper, I often think of the painting or that Christians put in their houses. Now, we don't put that picture usually. Some people do, that is not a problem. But in that picture, it seems like all of them are sitting on one table on one side. You know, they're all facing on one side. What happened to the other people on the other side? You know, it's just really hilarious that that's the picture that we get from the Lord's Supper. But when I think of the Lord's Supper, we see a table, we see the people sitting on chairs and all of that. But in the original time, there was no table. Either they were all standing up or they were all lying down. That was the Jewish culture of that time. So when they had the Passover, they would either be reclining or they would be standing up. Now, when this meal is being offered, what is the Passover meal? What is the Passover meal? Pesaha ulla e feast yendana signify inada. What is the meaning behind the Passover? This comes as a tradition from the time of Moses. After the 10th plague, when God struck down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human and animal, minus the people of God who had the mark of the Lamb on their doorposts, every firstborn, regardless of whether they were human or an animal, was dead. The angel of death came over the land of Egypt and took away every firstborn. The only houses that were spared where the houses that were marked by the lamppost, the blood of the by the lamb's blood on the lamppost. Now, what happens here? They were set to make unleavened bread. The reason why they have to make unleavened bread or pulupillathappam, because it is about hasteness. Pattan undakkan pattunna oru maav allengil oru bread aanu unleavened bread appam, because the reason why it's because if we have to make our bread, nammal nammalde appam undakkuvanengil veettil nammal eppozhaanu thodangendiyathu, from one night or two nights ago, right? We have to wait for the yeast to work on it and then to have, so that the appam can raise up so we can cook it, right? That is what we usually do. We don't, you know, that is, we want to leaven the dough, either the rice flour or the wheat flour. We want to leaven the dough. So we let it last overnight, usually the night before. And if it is particularly cold, we might do it a few days ago even. Allengil, if you're like me, go into the closest Malayali grocery store and buy the appam maavu. That is also possible. But whatever it is usually with some yeast. That is why you get those bubbles in your appam. But the reason why these people did not have, because they are about haste. Devam avadartha parnadu, pettana undakkam pettana appam. What is a bread that you can make quickly? Do it without any yeast. So that's the reason why they had unleavened bread. Even now, when Passover feast is being celebrated by the faithful Jews, they have a special ceremony. They have hard-boiled eggs. They have something called hyssop. They have like a bitter paste that they have. They have unleavened bread. They have a lamb. A piece to remind themselves of the lamb that was saved. So they have this whole feast prepared in front of them. But when Jesus took that night to explain to the Passover, he gave thanks and broke the bread. Nanni paranya appate muruki. He gave thanks and he broke the bread. That is why the early Christians called this the Eucharist. Eucharist's meaning is giving thanks to God. So that is the meaning behind Eucharist. Now, there is often in Pastor George Philip and Saji Pastor talked about this, how there is a difference between our tradition and the Catholic tradition. Catholics believe that this bread transforms in its essence to the actual body of Jesus. And also they believe that the wine that the people drink or the grape juice that people drink is being transformed into the actual essence of the blood of Jesus. Now, they don't believe that this bread is literally, so when you eat the bread, they don't taste the body or like the blood. So it's like, so it still tastes like bread. It still tastes like wine. What they believe is that in essence, in its actual material, it changes. The reason why they do this is the Catholics believe that the elements, which is the bread and the wine, are actually containing grace. ഈ അപ്പത്തിലും ഈ വീഞ്ഞിലും കൃപയുണ്ടെന്നാണ് Catholics വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നത്. നമ്മൾ അത് വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നില്ല. We do not believe this. We don't believe that there is special grace in this bread. We believe that this is done in remembrance of Jesus. ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ ഓർമ്മയ്ക്കു വേണ്ടി, വി ഡു ഇറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ റിമെമ്പറൻസ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ഇത് എന്തിനാണ് നമ്മൾ റിമെമ്പറൻസ് ചെയ്യേണ്ടത്? വൈ ഡു വി റിമെമ്പർ ദിസ്? യേശു ക്രിസ്തു പറയുന്നു, ഐ എം നോട്ട് ഗോയിങ് ടു ഈറ്റ് ദിസ് പാസ് ഓവർ അൺടിൽ ദ മാരേജ് ഫീസ്റ്റ് ഇൻ ഹെവൻ. സോ ദർ ഇസ് ടു തിങ്സ് ദർ ഹാപ്പൻ വെൻ വി തിങ്ക് ഓഫ് ദിസ് ബ്രെഡ്. ഈ അപ്പവും വീഞ്ഞും നമ്മൾ കഴിക്കുമ്പോൾ രണ്ട് കാര്യങ്ങളാണ് നമ്മുടെ മനസ്സിൽ ചിന്തിക്കേണ്ടത്. One time we are looking Christu namukku vendi marichu. Oru pudhiya covenant, a new covenant is happening when Jesus Christ died for us. We are members of the new covenant. Oru pudhiya udambadi, like a new promise, a new covenant is happening when we are taking part in this in the New Testament. That is why Jesus died on the cross. But there's the second thing. It is a celebration that we look forward to the marriage feast with the Lamb. Yeshu Christu Tirichu Verumbo. Tande Sabaye Kooti Cherthu Verumbo. Avade Oru Kalyana Sususha Pole. It's a marriage feast that is happening. Marriage feast laarengalum sangadam thonnunnundo? Illa. Marriage feast is a celebration. It is a joyous occasion. Adondana nammal nammalde feast kaiyittu nammal endanu usually cheynathu nammal oru jayathinte paadil allengil oru oru part of expectation we sing and we give vishuddha chumanam. Arengil have you noticed that after this sad song Krushin meel, kaanunna adu bayangara neeti poi sangana ellarum kareyva ellarum everyone is feeling sad adu jayam jayam hallelujah jayam jayam adu kaiyittu namukku veri velli unarumulla paattana nammal paadunnathu. Or if anyone comes in between of the service, they're like, just a few minutes ago they were crying, now they're jumping and kissing each other. What is going on? The thing is about this holy table, there is two things. One is we are looking at the cross, what Christ has accomplished for us, and he's taken our sins. And seeing our Savior dying on the cross is filled with sadness. But then immediately there is a recognition that because he died on the cross, we are going to join him with marriage. We are going to join him in glory. So when we think about it, we cannot help but be happy. അതുകൊണ്ടാണ് നമ്മൾ സന്തോഷത്തിൽ നമ്മൾ ആ പാട്ട് പാടുന്നത്. അതുകൊണ്ടാണ് നമ്മൾ വിശുദ്ധ ചുമനം കൊടുക്കുന്നത്. We give greet each other with the holy kiss because we are expecting each one of us who took part in the holy communion to be with us for all eternity. നമ്മൾ അപ്പത്തിന്റെ ഒരു അംശമാണ്. We are members of one bread. We are members of one wine cup. Meaning that we are one body. നമ്മൾ ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ ദേഹത്തിൽ ഉള്ള വിശ്വാസികളാണ്. We are one members of one body. Hallelujah. So when we think about this, there is two things that is happening. നമ്മൾ ക്രിസ്തു നമുക്ക് വേണ്ടി ചെയ്തതും ക്രൂശന്മേൽ ചെയ്തതും നമ്മൾ നിത്യതയിൽ നമ്മളെ പങ്കാളികളാക്കിയത്. He made us participants in eternity because of what he's done on the cross. So these two things are being represented in this Holy Communion. Let us also continue reading Luke chapter 22, verse 17 onwards. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the wine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten and saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of one betraying me is with me, with mine on the table. So we'll stop there. We stopped at verse 22. But so both these verses, the verses that is talking about the bread and the wine, are saying that Jesus will not take part in this until the kingdom of God comes. What is this kingdom of God comes? Let us turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 19. Pathombadam adhyayam velupadinde. Revelation chapter 19. I believe it's verse 9. Let me look. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Here I'm working model. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 onwards. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the feast where Jesus will take part again in the fruit of the wine and the bread. So when we get into heaven, we will have one holy communion. And that Holy Communion will be the marriage feast. It will be a time of joyous occasion. Who can take part in this marriage feast? Only the bride. Only the bride of Christ will be able to take part in this special ceremony. This special ceremony that is happening between Christ and the bride, which is the church, is because of what Christ has done on the cross. What is the reason for us doing this? And this is found in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and gave a very powerful message, which convicted the Jews that were there. For the day of Pentecost, which is 40 days after the Passover, they were gathered there. And when they had gathered, Peter is telling them this message being filled with the Holy Spirit, and the people there are convicted by the Holy Spirit. They say, "What should we do?" Then in verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord God will call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." So then those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. So this was the tradition that started after Jesus' death. The next major time we see this happening is when Peter preaches on the day of Pentecost. The Spirit of God comes and people are convicted. Peter tells them, "Repent, be baptized, be filled with the Holy Spirit." This promise of receiving the Holy Spirit is not just for you, but for all your people, your family, your children, your generation. All of you should receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And when they started devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, they gathered together for the breaking of bread and prayer. For the breaking of bread. This breaking of bread is standing for Holy Communion. The Lord's table is the other way it is called. Verse 46. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. So there are two things that are happening. When they gather in each other's house, they're breaking of bread and praying, and then they're gathering for sharing meals. When you go to these some white churches as a guest, വെള്ളക്കാരുടെ സഭയിൽ ചില വെള്ളക്കാരുടെ സഭയിൽ നമ്മൾ പോകുമ്പോൾ ഒരു ഗസ്റ്റായിട്ട് നമ്മളെ വിളിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ, if you come as a guest to the church, ചർച്ച് മീറ്റിംഗ് കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് they will say there is potluck prepared for the guest. Potluck means there is church members that will bring a portion of their food to the church to give to the guests. So after the church meeting, people will come together and have meals together. The guests would be there and the families that brought food would be there. I have taken part in a lot of potlucks. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, they used to have meals together. This having meals together is a Christian thing. നമ്മളുടെ വീട്ടിൽ ചില കോട്ടേജ് മീറ്റിംഗ്സ് കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് വി വിൽ ഹാവ് ഫുഡ്. സംടൈംസ് ദേ ബ്രിംഗ് എസ് സ്നാക്സ്, അതർവൈസ് വി വിൽ ഹാവ് സം ഗുഡ് ഫുഡ്. ചില ആൾക്കാരുടെ വീട്ടിൽ പോകുമ്പോൾ നമുക്ക് ഭയങ്കര സന്തോഷം, നമുക്ക് അറിയാം നമുക്ക് അവിടെ അപ്പം സ്റ്റൂവും കിട്ടും. വി നോ ദാറ്റ് ദേ വിൽ ബി അപ്പം സ്റ്റൂ ഓർ ബറോട്ട ആൻഡ് ബീഫ് കറി ഓർ സംതിങ് സ്പെഷ്യൽ ഓർ ബിരിയാണി, ആൻഡ് വി ആർ വെരി എക്സൈറ്റഡ്. Okay, so I'm just giving these examples because I'm just saying, chala, for cottage meeting, why do we gather together? We gather for prayer, for fellowship, and then we have meals together. There is a difference between this meal and the Holy Communion. That is why in 1 Corinthians, looking at the portion that we first came up to, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 33 and 34. 33 vakyam, 34 vakyam. So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you will not come together for judgment. The remaining matters I will arrange when I come. I'll tell you an example of my childhood. So one time, I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, and I lived in UAE. I was in Sharjah. My parents decided to go on a small church picnic. We were just a small group of people. So we went to different places. I think we drove through Dubai, went to Abu Dhabi, went to Al Ain, and we went to this small house. You know, I don't remember this very well, but I remember what happened that day. So we went to this house, and everyone is gathered together and they're sharing stories. And there was not many small children there with me. So I didn't have anyone to play with. So I was a little bit bored. So I just thought maybe I look at a book or something. So I'm just looking, running around the house, seeing what, you know, what is there to find. I'm looking there. And then there wasn't much for children there in that house. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. But the owners of the house, the host of the house, they brought out this nice Arabic dish, these golden fried dumplings in like honey syrup. It's kind of like our gulab jamun, but not as sweet. It's like an Arabic sweet thing. So they brought it out on the table and it was set on the table. I looked at it and I said, oh, that looks so nasty. That doesn't look good. Who would want it? So it's like, so when uncle and auntie said, Mone kaicho, and it's like, venda, venda. But then, you know what, I didn't have anything else to do. So I decided, you know what, I'll take one. So I took one of the balls and I really liked it. I ate it and I finished it. But then the family, everyone decided it's time to go. And so what they decided is they stood up, they sang song, prayed and left. So as they were singing song, nobody's looking at me. So I just stuffed myself with all the full thing. There was enough for like 10 people. I finished it all and I really enjoyed it. After they finished prayer, they opened their eyes. This full bathroom is empty. This full bathroom that was for all the guests at the table is empty. And they're looking at me. There is honey dribbling down my cheeks. And I am the culprit. I am the person who's finished it. So that evening, I got nice work from my parents. Like, are you going to other people's house to eat? When you eat food, make sure there is little bit left behind. Chai kudichal, itra baaki vekkanam. Tang juice kudichal, itra baaki vekkanam. And the teertha pinne avaru refill cheyyum. So please don't finish it. You should not show akrandam. You should not show greed or avarice or gluttony. So, you know, I've learned after that, I've never repeated it. I've not gone to a house and finished the food. But, you know, but I'm just saying this is, in the early church, this was the problem. People were coming because of hunger and they really enjoyed people's food. So they were eating without any consideration for any other people. Kind of like a 7-year-old child. So Paul had to literally dedicate a portion of scripture to tell them what is table manners. So he told them, if you are hungry, eat at home. Eat at home and then come. And the parents were, Moni Veshaku Anangal, Vandilatha Vanate Parnamadi, Artha Kadil Poyuru Samacha Vanjavodka. Okay, so they will just buy whatever for me, just don't finish the food. And we train our children like this. We tell them, when you go to somebody's house, don't run up to people's rooms. Don't run upside down. Don't make a lot of noise. Don't eat your food. Don't finish the guest's food. Don't finish drinking everything that they have. This is something that we teach our children. But the same way, this portion here, Paul is teaching them, do consider other people. Think of other people first. When you gather together and you have meals, think of other people first. But this meal and the meal before, which is talking about Holy Communion, are two different meals. And in either or case, always consider other people before eating. Always think of the other people before eating. You know, certain times when we go for, when we eat food at people's houses, at a cottage meeting, we always know that uncle and auntie that go in front and will take the whole plate. You know, they'll finish the, take extra portion, and then they will come back before everyone else is over and take a second portion. We look at them, we don't tell them anything because they are so inconsiderate. You know, if you don't know such an uncle, most likely you're probably that uncle. So be careful. So it's just, I'm just saying that with a joke in mind, because I'm saying that we have to think of other people as we're doing this. But what is the reason for disciplining? That's the portion I was reading. Therefore, whoever eats the, verse 27, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. The reason why Paul is telling, though ayogyamai I appattau veene kudichal, the person who is going to this bread unworthily, it's coming to, it's talking about a person who does not have the gravity of the bread of the Lord and the wine of the Lord. He does not understand the gravity of the situation. So Paul is not talking there about sin. Paapathe patti alla Paulos avada parayunnathu. He's saying ayogyamayittu appathayum veene thodan. He's saying there because he's talking about people who are going there with greed, without inconsideration, without any respect for the Lord's table. Nammalde sabayil anganeth oru prashnam illan thonum. All of us, nammal bayangara respectum, reflection undana nammal appatham veende aduthu verunnathu. You know, every time pastor leads us through the sermon, I know that everyone is really thinking and meditating on the cross of Christ, thinking of what Christ has accomplished for us, and they come to the Lord's table with a lot of reflection. But what about sin? Paavathe patti endana avade ezhuthiyittullada. It says, verse 28, but a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat the bread and drink of the cup. So we have to examine ourselves. Nammale thanne nammal shodhikkanam. We have to reflect on ourselves. And why are we reflecting on ourselves? Why are we thinking about this? Because we want to approach the table with respect. Nammal mel paavam undengil, if there is sin in us, God is worthy of forgiving us. Nammal cheyna paavangal kartav nammale shamikkum. God is able to forgive us. പക്ഷെ നമ്മൾ ഈ അപ്പത്തെയും വീഞ്ഞിനെയും നമ്മൾ റെസ്പെക്ട് ചെയ്യുന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ബാക്ക്. ദർ ഇസ് നോ റെസ്പെക്ട് ഫോർ ദിസ് സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ബാക്ക്. ഹൂ ക്യാൻ ലീഡ് ദർ ഹാൻഡ് ടു ദിസ് ടേബിൾ? ഓൺലി ദോസ് ഹു ആർ സേവ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് ആർ മെമ്പേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ബോഡി. ഇത് എല്ലാവർക്കുമല്ല. ദിസ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഫോർ എനി വൺ ഹൂസ് ബീങ് സേവ്ഡ്. ഇപ്പോഴത്തെ ഉള്ള സഭകൾ, നമ്മളൊരു സഭയിൽ കയറുമ്പോൾ അവർ നമ്മൾ സാക്ഷ്യം പറയാതെ ജസ്റ്റ് നമുക്ക് അപ്പവും വീനും തരും. അത് തെറ്റാണ്. ഹൗ ഡു വി നോ ഹൂ ദിസ് പേഴ്സൺ ഇസ്? പണ്ടത്തെ കാലത്തിൽ ചർച്ചിൽ വന്നാൽ സാക്ഷ്യം പറയണം. യു ഹാവ് ടു ടെൽ ടെസ്റ്റിമണി ആൻഡ് സേ ഐ വാണ്ട് ഐ എം ഹോപ്പിംഗ് ടു ടേക്ക് പാർട്ട് ഇൻ ദ ലോർഡ്സ് സപ്പർ ടുഡേ. റൈറ്റ് പാസ്റ്റർ? അല്ലെ, പണ്ട് കാലത്തിൽ ഇഫ് ഐ ഹാഡ് ടു ടേക്ക് പാർട്ട് ഇൻ ദ ലോർഡ്സ് സപ്പർ ഐ ഹാവ് ടു സേ ലോർഡ് ഐ വാണ്ട് ടു ടേക്ക് പാർട്ട് ഇൻ ദ ലോർഡ്സ് ടേബിൾ ആൻഡ് ഓൺലി ദെൻ you can take part in the Lord's table. If there was a visitor or a guest who came, the visitor has to say when they were born again, when they were baptized, which church they're attending, and they're visiting for what reason. And then they end that statement saying, I want to take part in the Lord's table. In our church, if we only give the Lord's table to people that we know are born again and baptized. That is the scriptural way to do it. There are people who understand this as an open table, as a table that is open for everybody. Wrong. It is only open for people who reflect on what Christ has done for them and understand the gravity and are members of God's body. Verse 26, 26th, For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And after Christ comes, this table is no more. The next table is the marriage feast. So I just want to end my words here. And the reason why I'm talking about all of this is, I want you to know that there should be nothing that should be separating you from the Lord's table. All of us are called to take part in the Lord's table. And if there is sin in us, God is worthy of forgiving us. And God is able to forgive us, but we are members of one body. The reason why Paul is saying to examine ourselves is to make sure we're coming to the table with respect. See, in the original Lord's table, even Judas Iscariot had it. In the original Lord's table, in the presence of Jesus, Judas Iscariot had it. Jesus knew what was in Judas Iscariot's heart. But what happened when he took off the Lord's table? After that, Satan entered into his heart. So we have to be very careful when we attend the Lord's table. We have to come with a lot of respect and holiness. Paul says some of us are sick because of this. Paul is not saying all people who are sick are because of taking it unworthily. Some of them died or are asleep because of this. Paul is not saying that everyone died because of this. There is a reason why we come to this table. That is to remember what Christ has done, his death on the cross, and also looking forward to the marriage feast that is going to happen. I also want to talk about one other point. When we take the Holy Communion, oftentimes it is told, whatever you ask for God when you take up this bread, God will give it to you. അങ്ങനെ ഒരു ചിന്തയുണ്ട്. There is a ചിന്തയുണ്ട് that അപ്പം വീഞ്ഞ് കുടിക്കുമ്പോൾ നമ്മൾ എന്തെങ്കിലും കർത്താവിനോട് യാചിച്ചാൽ അത് കർത്താവ് നമ്മളോട് തരും. അത് തെറ്റാണ്. അങ്ങനെ ഒരു വാക്യം ഓർ ചിന്ത നമ്മൾ വചനത്തിൽ കാണുന്നില്ല. വി ഡോണ്ട് സീ ദാറ്റ്. ബട്ട് ഓൺ ദി അതർ ഹാൻഡ്, ഈ അപ്പത്തും വീഞ്ഞും നമ്മൾ കുടിക്കുമ്പോൾ നമ്മൾ ക്രിസ്തു നമുക്ക് ചെയ്യേണ്ട കാര്യങ്ങൾ നമ്മൾ ചിന്തിക്കുമ്പോൾ നമ്മൾ സ്വന്തമായിട്ട് നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതം കർത്താവിൻ്റെ കയ്യിൽ കൊടുക്കുക. സോ ദ റീസൺ ഐ ആം സെയിങ് ദിസ് ഇസ് ബിക്കോസ് ഐ ഹവ് ഹേർഡ് ദിസ് from people who are much more mature, older, and in the faith than me, who have told me, ask what you desire of God when you take off this bread, and God will give it to you. But what do we ask for? Njan oru Tesla car allengil oru mansion vendi choicha devam adu therumo? No. The bread and the wine, I know that none of us is asking for that. But paapamochanam, for the forgiveness of sins, God gives it to us. Adu appam veeni edukkana munpe പാസ്റ്റർ പറയും, നമ്മൾ മേശമേൽ അടുത്ത് വരുന്നു, അതുകൊണ്ട് നമ്മൾ തന്നെ ശോധന ചെയ്തിട്ട് നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ പാസ്റ്റർ ലീഡ്സ് അസ് ഇൻ ടു എ പ്രയർ ഓഫ് റിപ്പന്റൻസ് ഓർ എ പ്രയർ ഓഫ് ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ്. ആ പ്രയർ ഓഫ് ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ് കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ടാണ് അപ്പത്തിന് വേണ്ടി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നത്. സോ ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് പ്രയർ ദാറ്റ് ഹാപ്പൻസ് ഇസ് ദ ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ് ഫോർ പ്രയർ ഓഫ് ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ് ഓർ പ്രയർ ഓഫ് റിപ്പന്റൻസ്. ബട്ട് ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് പ്രയർ വി ആർ ടു ആസ്ക് ഗോഡ്, is there anything in my heart that is sin in me? Forgive me. But when we take the bread and the wine, think of what Christ has done, not think of what we need. Christu namak enda cheyadennaanu nammal chindikkende, nammalde aavashyam endu aanennalla aa nimishathil nammal chindikkende. Njan parayavalla നമ്മൾ നമ്മളുടെ ആവശ്യങ്ങൾ കർത്താവിൻ്റെ അടുത്ത് പറയുന്നത് തെറ്റല്ല, തെറ്റെന്നല്ല. ഐ എം നോട്ട് സെയിങ് ദാറ്റ്. നിങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങളുടെ ആവശ്യം പറഞ്ഞോ, കുഴപ്പമില്ല. പക്ഷെ നമ്മൾ ആ അപ്പവും വീഞ്ഞിനോട് നമ്മൾ കൈ നീട്ടുമ്പോൾ എത്ര നല്ലതാണ് നമ്മൾ ക്രിസ്തു നമുക്ക് വേണ്ടി ചെയ്തതെന്ന് നമ്മൾ ചിന്തിക്കുന്നത്. അന്നേരം നമ്മളുടെ ആവശ്യമാണെന്ന് ചിന്തിക്കേണ്ടത് കർത്താവിൻ്റെ ആവശ്യമാണെന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ അത് കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ബൈ സ്ട്രൈപ്സ് വി ആർ ഹീൽഡ്. We can pray for healing. We can pray for deliverance. We can pray for, for anything that we want at that time and give it to God. But what I'm saying is during the time that we are stretching our hands to the Holy Communion, think about what Christ has done and think about the marriage feast in heaven. That is so much more better than thinking that this will give us some blessing in our physical life or our spiritual life. Think of what Christ has done instead. I'm just saying this. I hope this is not too hard of a message. I'm hoping that this will make us reflect on these things a little bit closer and make us stronger Christians because of it. But this is my only thing is that if there is any one of us who are struggling, it is Christ who disciplines us. 32nd വാക്യം ലാസ്റ്റ് അവസാനത്തെ വാക്യമാണ് ഞാൻ വായിക്കുന്നത്. ഫസ്റ്റ് കൊരിന്ത്യൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 11 വേഴ്സ് 32. ബട്ട് വെൻ വി ആർ ജഡ്ജ്ഡ് വി ആർ ഡിസിപ്ലിൻഡ് ബൈ ദ ലോർഡ് സോ ദാറ്റ് വി വിൽ നോട്ട് ബി കണ്ടെംഡ് അലോങ് വിത്ത് ദ വേൾഡ്. സോ കർത്താവ് നമ്മളെ ശിക്ഷിക്കും. ഗോഡ് വിൽ ഡിസിപ്ലിൻ അസ് സോ ദാറ്റ് വി വിൽ നോട്ട് ബി ജഡ്ജ്ഡ് അലോങ് വിത്ത് ദ വേൾഡ്. സോ യെസ് വി ഹാവ് ടു കം വിത്ത് ലോട്ട് ഓഫ് റെസ്പെക്ട് ആൻഡ് ഫിയർ. Let us not lead our hands unworthily to this bread and wine without reflecting on what Christ has done. But also, if there is sin in us and you ask God for forgiveness, He is worthy to forgive us. Pastor, eppozhum prarthikkumbol parayunnathu oru vishayam undu. He says, nammalil paapam illennu nammal paranjal, yeah, we are sinners. We are liars. Nammal kallam parayum. You know, like if we are, it's a verse that is taken from 1 John. It is saying that if we say there is no sin in us, we are liars and we make God to be a liar. So that is wrong. So nammal paavam undu, there is sin in us. Pashe kartav athu shamikkan yogyanan. His blood is worthy of washing us clean. So let us reflect on that action on the cross. Let us reflect on that message of the Christ. And let us surrender ourselves. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes in prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we surrender ourselves into your mighty hands. Kartav namukku vendi cheythathu. What we could not do. What was impossible for us to save us from ourselves. You did on the cross and you died on Calvary for us. Father, Lord, if there is any one of us who doesn't understand the concept of this Holy Communion, we don't stretch our hands on this table because we are holy. None of us are holy. We stretch our hands on the table because of what you have done for us on the cross. You died on the cross. You washed us clean with your blood. Just like the blood of the Lamb during the Passover in Egypt kept the people in that household safe. In the same way, Lord, we cover ourselves in the blood of the Lamb. We cover our families with the blood of the Lamb. And we know that we are saved from eternal destruction because of what you have accomplished for us. Lord, if we don't take part in this, then we are not under the covering of the blood of the Lamb. So, Lord Jesus, I pray that whenever we gather together, we will reflect on what you have done. We will reflect on the cross. We will not think about our needs and our problems, but rather reflect on you and what you accomplished on the cross and about our joining together at the marriage feast in heaven. I pray that, Lord Jesus, this message will have come to us at a time that will bring your name glory and healing. Thank you, Father, for all that you do. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. I just wanted to say one more thing. In this last year of 2021, God has blessed me and Betty with a child. We are blessed to have this child. When the start of last year, I did not know 99% of all of you. But you guys have shown me so much love, shown Betty so much love, shown Jedediah so much love, and you have really showed me so much love. I am so glad to be a pastor of this church. But also when I'm a pastor, I speak from the podium a lot, from the pulpit a lot. So if I have said anything in my word or my deed or my looks, if I have hurt anyone, I ask you to humbly forgive me. I'm not aware of any offense I may have done. I don't believe that I have done anything to hurt anybody. I've not spoken from the pulpit thinking of a certain person in mind or a family in mind and spoken. It's always been led by the Spirit of God. But also, if my lack of inaction, my lack of look, or my lack of words has brought hurt to anyone, forgive me too. I just want to take this opportunity at the start of this year, at the beginning of the year, if there's anything that I may have caused, to ask forgiveness. And I am so grateful as a pastor for all of you and for your love towards me and Betty and Jedediah. Please continue to keep us in your prayers Jedediah needs complete healing and deliverance. He's having a little bit vomiting, and it seems to be some days it gets better, some days we don't see it get better. So I know a lot of you are praying for him, and I'm just requesting your prayers on behalf of my family right now. Thank you so much, church. May God bless you all.